it getting better?
Hey, everybody. Happy Saturday, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, all the ships at sea. Edmundo here. And it's time for the St. Louis United Show, coming to you live from 590, The Fan, KFNS, out here in lovely St. Charles. This segment brought to you by ADK Wealth Management. Hey, Dan, get better. We're glad to hear things went well. And here's your host, Mr. Tom Schwarz.
Thank you, Edmundo, indeed. Before I introduce anyone, I want to share some news I got this week about our benefactor, Dan Davis, from ADK Wealth Management. Dan's been with us from the beginning. We went to the trivia night.
We didn't just go to the trivia night. Yeah, but more about that.
Laid it to waste. Anyway, I read on Facebook, Dan says, oh, I'm recovering from cancer surgery. I said, what? You know, and yeah. It turns out he had prostate cancer. And is... As you referred to it, what, he got roboticized?
Yeah, they have a thing called a Da Vinci robot. I don't know what generation it's on now, but there's several generations in, so it's it sounds kind of odd, but it's kind of like a glorified scope that they do for your knee. So
and you know this because...
I had the same situation about 13 years ago. Yeah. And so, gentlemen, here's a quick shout-out. Go in and get your PSA and get the digital.
Yeah, Dan didn't even... The doctor didn't even check.
Didn't check PSA. Well, that's the old guidelines that were just revised this week. So,
yeah. Well, God bless you, Dan. You're a wonderful man. Cup of Nations is a tremendous statement about how to live your life and help people, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, we dominated the trivia night contest they did, as we predicted. And with us today, we have a big part of the team.
This is like a... This is like having a studio audience almost.
Right, right. Plus food. So you can't hardly beat it. All right, I'll introduce everybody. Ted here, as per usual. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Tom. How are you doing?
Who's the dude sitting next to you?
That's Peoria Brad.
Peoria Brad.
Glad to finally catch you guys all in the studio at once. It's been a while.
It's hard. What have you been up to, son?
Well, last week I was down on Farmington Road visiting a couple of my pals and having a good time for the weekend. So other than that, I've just been here in St. Louis.
Have you been watching, did you see the Champions League this week?
Oh, yeah. Yep, I've been watching all of it.
We're gonna talk about that a little bit later.
Sounds good.
Okay, and hold on, we'll get to him last. Okay, Russell Bly, G'day. A member of the team.
Indeed. It was a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Edmundo, introduce our next.
We are proud as we can be, we're busting our buttons in here because we have with us the senior member of the, I think we have formally named the team now, the Pros from Dover.
The Pros from Dover.
Pros from Dover.
Yeah.
It's my pleasure to introduce Mr. Greg Heil.
Thanks so much. Great to be out here in beautiful St. Charles County.
Now, how far do you have to come for this?
Oh.
You need a guide like I did?
Almost, although I'm closer than you are.
Yeah, anybody's closer than me. Well, I guess Ted isn't.
Yeah, but. So we just hop on 141, so wasn't bad at all.
So KPG is a member of our Monday Night Basketball team, and as Edmundo just said, one of the pros from Dover on this trivia thing. I mean, it was ridiculous, our margin of victory, wasn't it? I mean, it was absurd.
Well, yeah, after six rounds, they revealed the scores. We were tied with a mere 44 points, but in the next, we got 38 of the next 40 points.
Yeah, which
is
just
up.
Ridiculous if you think about it. Okay, all of this is just prelude to the man sitting in the striped shirt. Drew, pull up to the mic, please. How are you, sir?
Doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Edmundo, I should have had you introduce Drew.
Well, this is the master of the wood-smoked meat in St. Louis, Mr.
It's the wood that makes it good.
This is, of course, a longtime friend of mine, Mr. Drew Sterling of St. Louis Rotisserie, proud sponsor of this show, I might add, and of which I am a somewhat regular patron of his business for the other thing that I do to put meat on the table at my house, so to speak.
Meat, the smell... I stopped out there the other day.
Aroma.
The aroma hits you at what, like two blocks from the restaurant, and it just says, come in,
Oh, don't you think you should come down here? You? Come here, my little darling.
Yeah, that's pretty much what them little chickens are saying to me, Drew.
That's right.
So where? What is the name of your establishment?
It's called St. Louis Rotisserie Restaurant and Catering Company.
I've heard an ad for him on the show.
It's a good ad.
Yeah.
Well
yeah.
done.
Yeah.
Professional.
Really professional. So, Drew, how long have you been there?
We've been in business for 23 years.
23 years. That's Whoa. Just stunning these days. I mean, and what brought you here today?
Well, I tried to get Mia Hamm to come in today, but I bought something almost as good, and I brought some wood-fired rotisserie smoked ham.
Oh. Now, I must say, I've never tried that, so
really?
I'm looking. I haven't.
Wow.
I'm such a sucker for the chicken, and that's my favorite. I like the salmon second, but the chicken is, you just can't beat it. You just can't beat it. Everybody.
Well, we'll see about that. We might beat it with the ham today.
I have served that chicken to literally hundreds of people over the years, and the first question I get is, gosh, this is so great. Where did this come from? They want to know where it's going, and can I get it? Yes.
So you know what you know what Edmundo does is he plays the commercial, just so they can hear his voice.
Yes, I do. Now I do. Well, let me tell you about it, and I just listen to this. Yeah. I keep a copy on my desk.
You know the worst thing about him? What's I mean, Russell, you probably discovered that the last Saturday night is, you know, like sure it's great to be part of Alexander the Great's army, you know, where you're just slaying people, but the trivia master gives the question. Edmundo leans over to our scribe, his wife, which let me just tell you something. You really married.
I married up.
Oh, God. But anyway, he whispers to her, make sure she writes it down verbatim. And then he looks up and glares at, well, me first, because it's just what he does all the time. Like, do you have anything to say? And then if you do, Greg, correct me if I'm wrong, he argues with you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Tom, yeah. I'm so happy that you volunteered to sit directly opposite Edmundo
yeah.
because that took the toll away from the rest of us.
Years of experience.
So we appreciate that.
Because you just feel like, oh, my God, how could I come up with an answer when the voice of, well, like, you know, how could you disagree with a score that you heard on our show because of the voice of the empire? You're like worse than the empire. What would it be, a KP?
I'm kind of like the emperor in Star Wars.
Yeah, you're a lot like the emperor like that. In Star
you know,
Wars.
Tom, but, you know, the leaders are sometimes not chosen. They just arise to the situation.
Yeah, I think Greg will have something to say about that.
Occasionally, though, you have to watch out. He'll blurt out the answer so that the people six tables down can hear it.
Yeah, well, he's just showing off. That's, well, anyway. Drew, so I'm sorry for that, to expose you to that. But, you know, some of this stuff just festers inside of me for a week, and I just can't wait to say it. And well, I feel a lot better now, and it's Easter. So probably I should have some Easter ham, don't you think?
I think so. We've got a nice spread waiting for you on the break.
And what is ham a big seller for you at Christmas? Easter?
It is, absolutely. A lot of hams going out today and tomorrow.
And what do people order with their ham?
Most people just get the ham itself. And people will get it with the glaze on or the glaze on the side.
Which do you prefer?
Well, I like it both ways is excellent, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, everything at your place is excellent.
Thank you.
What's the top seller? The chicken?
Chicken is the number one seller, yes.
You know, we have had an unsolicited testimonial from, again, the basketball group. A certain Patrick Dolan is a frequent flyer.
We call him Mr. Patrick Dolan.
Mr. Patrick Dolan.
Yeah, because he's so tall, you're afraid he'll, like, step on you. You ever see him jump? You know what we're talking about, don't you?
Yeah, I know Pat.
Yeah.
Sure.
He jumps. It's ridiculous. It should not be
allowed.
He can
touch the top of the backboard or
Easy.
Something.
Easy. Yeah. He jumps. He puts a dollar up and brings back change.
That's right. Yeah. And at the drop of a hat, we'll talk about how good the food is, how much is he.
We almost had to shut him up because we were at O.B. Clark's, and he's going on and on and on about how great St. Louis Rotisserie. Well, of course, we encourage it, but then it dawned on us, O.B. Clark's a sponsor, too. Maybe we ought to just...
Well, they're good, too. It's like your children. You have you love all your children. It's just a little bit different way that you feel towards them.
What we did, we compromised, and we decided... Pat, we're only going to let you do that for half an hour. And then, you know, Jimmy O'Brien's okay with that.
Yeah, Jimmy's okay. Then he sends over a beer.
But no, he, man, he loves your stuff. He just, it's, well, for good reason.
Thank you.
So what's been shaking? Oh, tell me quickly, what's been shaking recently? Anything new and exciting at St. Louis Rotisserie?
Well, right now we've just been doing a lot of hams.
Yeah.
Ham, and more ham.
Big ham Easter. Is good. Yeah. Big Easter stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's wow. right.
Ham is good. And once again, you're located?
We're at 13029 Olive Boulevard in Creve Coeur. And you eat in, carry out, and catering.
You can't. And they do. I can vouch for the. I can vouch for both. But I've done a lot of catering business with you over the years. It's
and catering is so great.
I'll tell you this. I've had people that I've placed orders with, not with Drew. That we'll be there. They're not there.
Ooh.
Drew or one of his people is always there. It's never late, and it's always hot, and it's always good.
You can't beat that.
Can't beat it.
Thank
can't
you.
Beat it. So check them out, St. Louis.
Check
Rotisserie.
Out St. Louis Rotisserie, and again, it's like a mile and a half west of 270 on Olive.
Yeah, right on Olive, about a mile and a half west of 270.
What, Fifi?
Yep, corner of Fifi.
See, I'm really learning. Yeah.
Well, we're going to go out with a little classic Beatles song since April 15th. It's tax time. There's George Harrison playing
April 18th.
April. Well, I know, but the 15th is the traditional one, but we're close. I'm looking at George Harrison because Clapton's playing behind him, and I just didn't pay enough attention until it was over, and I didn't have time to go back to see, is that Sheryl Crow in the background being one of the backup singers who was behind Clapton a long time, and that's a lot of Clapton's guys on that video.
Well, you'd have to go
video.
Full screen on that,
so,
man.
So anyway.
Yeah, that is, isn't it?
Looks like it to me, maybe. Oh, I can't tell.
Ed Mundo from downtown.
We will be right back after these brief announcements. Don't go anywhere. This is the St. Louis United Saturday Show.
She's about 15 or something.
She looks good.